And now, get ready, folks. It's time for Banter with Bob Sherwood and Dan Snell. Banter. And now, here's Bob and Dan. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you can see it may not be the perfect confines of Bob Sherwood Studio, but why not be where there's palm trees and the sun setting? As you can see, my banter friend, Bob Sherwood, on the deck.
Yeah, but I don't see me on my screen.
Oh, well, you got to probably slide over. You got to slide left or right. You got your thumb in front of the camera now.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Now you can see the sunset, right?
Yes. Beautiful, beautiful. Special edition Banter with Bob and Dan. Look at that.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
It's quite spectacular.
Oh, my gosh. What a deck view. There's the sun setting in Hawaii, or as Mike Murphy, the old radio DJ in Kansas City, used to say, Hawaii. It's Hawaii. Hawaii, not bad. How are you, Hawaii?
Yeah, it was it's pretty spectacular, I can tell you that. We were down on the beaches today. It's it's pretty boring, though, because it's pretty much the same thing every day.
Oh, yeah.
Except at 75, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, the waves crushing against the shore and the beauty and the spectacular. So tell us, folks, usually we're bantering. This is a special edition Banter with Bob. Because Bob is a world traveler. You know, he's been all over from South Africa to Paris to Iran to California. But now he's in Hawaii. Hawaii, not bad. How are you? Are you in Maui?
I'm in Maui. I'm in an area called Kapalua. We've gone out to dinner every night. Tonight, actually, is the one night that we didn't go out to dinner. We have two expert planners with us. My daughter-in-law and one of my nieces, and they plan things to the tenth of an hour. So, you know, they're pretty specific. But they're actually down on the beach right now watching the sunset.
Oh, man.
Watching, I think, basketball with a friend of my son's who came here from Dallas. Actually, his family is in Overland Park, coincidentally. I didn't know that. His family lives in Overland Park. His name is Jake Smith, who works for one of these big financial institutions.
So you traveled all the way to Hawaii to find out that somebody you're with has relatives in
their parents
Park.
Live like a couple miles from us.
Yeah, that is cool because you can see the bright sun over your shoulder. I don't know if you can see.
Yeah, turns out he went to school with David.
Oh, he did? Look at that spectacular palm trees. Oh, man.
Oh, believe me, yeah. There's
what a deck. They got your Hawaiian shirt on.
There's the other places there.
Are those brand like condos? Is that what they are?
I wouldn't call them condos. I just call them apartments.
Apartments?
Yeah, they're 2 and 3 bedroom apartments. Each has a deck, a nice view of the ocean.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've been there a few days. What if you had to name the top three moments there, what would you do? Anything you did?
Landing was really important. You know?
It is. I've landed in Maui. You like ocean, yeah. Runway.
Yeah, it was actually a pretty smooth flight. But I have, you know, standard things that I take on the flight. We went on a whale watching cruise. That was fantastic.
In fact, man.
The people that we were with said it was the most whales they have ever seen. We saw probably 50 or 60 whales, baby whales. We saw the big fins come up out of the water and flop down. There's rules. The boat we were in, there were 35 people on the boat, and we were all in the front of the boat. We could see all the whales clearly, but apparently they're not allowed to get within 100 yards of a whale. So when they get within 100 yards, they can stop. Now, if the whale moves toward them, that's okay. But they can't move, deliberately move any closer.
And now so, our viewers and listeners who be sure and like, subscribe, follow, or write us at webtalkwithbob@gmail.com. They want to know, did you try to banter with the whale? Because whales, was there any bantering with the whale?
There's no bantering, because I'll guarantee you, if they wanted to disagree with you, they could just sink you, right?
Was it a, I can never say this word. Everybody always used to make fun of me. Catamaran. It's a catamaran, catamaran. I always called it catamaran, but it's a catamaran. Was that what you were on, or just a regular?
Yeah, catamarans are, they're very big. They probably hold 70 or 80 people. They, in the front, they have areas where you can sit and the waves will come up and, you know, get you wet. They have nice chairs. Very good food, and it's all the liquor you can drink.
Really? Yeah, on the boat?
Our group did pretty well.
You consume mass quantities?
We consume mass quantities. Our group did pretty well, and we had to change drivers on the way home.
I think we should announce now, if Banter with Bob and Dan makes it 5 years, years, we will host the first Banter Fest in Maui.
You would like it, right? You
yeah.
would like it. It's, I've eaten fish all week. I haven't had any meat except pepperoni all week.
Speaking of fish, because you are a big fisherman, you're a guy, I mean, I've been lure shopping with you at Bass Pro. You are the king of, have you thought about, look at you enjoying a snack and beverage.
Rombauer Chardonnay Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah. Have you thought about going out one of those fishing boat things?
I've done it before here. I've gone, marlin fishing here. I never caught a marlin here, but I've gone marlin fishing here.
Huh.
So we didn't do that this time. We did other things. Today, my son and his buddy, they went snorkeling. And they did some swimming.
There's
fun.
That crater. I think it's off of Maui. There's like an underwater crater that you can boat out to, and then you go.
We didn't do that.
Snorkeling.
We took the catamaran out. The catamarans are big. I mean, they're like, you know, they have like 2 and 3 bedrooms and can hold, you know, 70 people pretty easily.
Yeah.
So they sailed for a while. The sail is probably, it might be 100 feet high.
Wow. Wow.
They put the sails up and turn the engines off. That was kind of cool. Just watching them do that. But otherwise, politics has moved forward. Trump is going at it. And so is Elon Musk and Vance and Rubio. I was surprised when Rubio said he cut a deal with Panama, and the Panama guy says, oh, no, we didn't make such a deal. But I saw today that Trump says, oh, no, my tax cuts going to be tax cuts for seniors. No tax for seniors. I just read this. No tax for seniors.
I've not seen this. No tax for seniors.
No tax for seniors. No tax for Social Security. And no tax for tips and overtime.
Holy Toledo. You're ahead of me. Even though you're 4 hours behind me, you are ahead of me because I've been refereeing basketball today.
Well, I just read that not more than an hour and a half ago, and I read it again. I said, what? He's saying no tax for seniors? Yes, that was – and he gave those instructions to his to the majority leader and minority leader. He said, this is what I want. This is what I promised. Start writing the legislation so we can do this.
Wow.
I think if he does that, he will do something. I was just talking about that today with this one of David's friends, and we were talking about it. No tax for seniors. So I think it's correct. If you're over 70 or 75 years old, you shouldn't have to pay tax anymore.
What would be the age group? I bet it would be probably should be 75, because I mean, there are people.
I'm for it.
Yeah. Well, you're still you're a young man still. So, hey, speaking of Hawaii, Senator May, I want you to start asking people, what do the people there think of Senator Mazie Hirono?
The people that are here in my group, in this condominium area, they don't know who she is because they're all from another country.
Yeah, but maybe ask the servers or the waiters or the people you're around, say, what do you think of Senator Mazie Hirono?
Is that her name?
Yeah, she's the one that during the confirmation hearings with Senator Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, she kept saying, I'm asking you this question, yes or no. And if he tried to explain the question, he'd say, oh, well, then I'm not going to talk. I'm not going to listen to you. You're saying no. She was very rude to him. She was just cut him off. Everything that he'd ever done wrong, she said, did you do this, yes or no? And he was trying to explain. Then your answer is, yes, you did it. You are bad. You are bad. And it was not very senator-like. And so I want to know what the people there.
I don't think any of these hearings are professional.
Did you go into the old town that got burned, college?
I drove by. Uh-huh. Right here.
Is it still very damaged? And?
Oh, yes. It'll be years before they build it back up. They're still clearing the way. They got it all blocked off. It's a very large area. FEMA came in and built 100 and, I may have this wrong, but it's approximately 140 homes up on a hill. I can see them from when I drive by Lahaina.
Really? Are they like tiny homes or what kind of homes are there?
Right. And they're all exactly alike. And they're just lined up, 140 of them. Apparently, that's where the people that have been displaced are living. But the town itself of Lahaina, they're still cleaning up the ground.
Oh, I bet so.
There's very little construction at all. By the way, the highlight of my trip, one of my highlights, is when I was in Pleasanton, California. My niece is a project manager for a large construction home builder, a Toll Brothers. She took us out to a subdivision to see one of her model homes.
Oh, wow.
Which is called the Sherwood.
No.
Yeah.
Did she have anything to do with that at all?
No, she did.
But naming it the Sherwood, did she have anything to do with convincing them? Oh, did you get a picture with it?
Yeah, but it doesn't say Sherwood on the model home, I don't think, but it's called the Sherwood model home. It may have Sherwood. We have some pictures, but there's a street named Sherwood and there's model home named Sherwood. So there'll be people out here living in the Sherwood home.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to have a Dick Vermeil moment. I'm going to get tears in my eyes. That is so awesome. What a tribute.
Yeah. She's always been close to our family. So And she's real smart and she's got a really high, important job with Toll Brothers. And, they have 125 homes sold, and they can go up to 500. And this is a retirement community that starts at about 800 or 900,000 to buy into it, and then goes up. But they have lakes they're putting in. Some of the lakes are almost in. Then they have. She took us through the recreational area where they'll have tennis and paddleball or pickleball and workout areas. It's quite a. It's in Tracy, California. So it's a little bit of a drive from Pleasanton.
Yeah.
But it's a very cool area. And it's, like I said, it's a retirement community.
Did you see any of the fire damaged areas when you were out there?
No.
No?
Well, most of those were down south. No, we didn't really go down south at all. Huh?
Okay.
No. So we missed that. But the Lahaina damage is phenomenal. I mean, it's just the city is basically just wiped out.
You know, that was just like a classic tourist area where all the old traditional Hawaiian, craftsmen were.
The last time when my wife and I were here years ago, and that's where we spent most of our time in Lahaina.
Yeah. Look at that. Show the folks again that view. Look at that. People out walking. Oh, my gosh. Is that a pool there? Is that like a pond or a pool?
Oh, there's probably four pools, several saunas, and a restaurant that's very nice right on the property here where you can go and go, you know, watch the sunset, eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Look at that. The sun is, even as we are doing this banter with Bob and Dan, the sun, a yeah. little bit of cloud. Do you have from time to time, like Hawaii always has like rainstorms or rain flurries, and then it stops?
We've had none of those. Now, the day before, so we came out here last Saturday. The flights out here on Friday were canceled because of the storms. In fact, people were stranded out here. They couldn't get back because there wasn't enough aircraft to take them back. So on Saturday, they were still turning around airplanes and taking people back off the island because the storms had canceled all the flights. But when we came out, it was smooth all the way. No problem.
Now, do they is it Hawaii that has it, their little checkpoints where you can't bring any fruit in, or you can't, maybe it's you can't take anything?
Well, you're not supposed to, right? You sign they pass out a document and you have to sign. You don't have any pineapple. You don't have this. You don't have that. You don't have the other. But they don't check any of that.
No. Now, how about, isn't it true you can't take any of the sand from the beaches? You can't take a little bottle of sand.
Well, you probably can't, but you can, you know, all I have to do is look at my feet, and I'm taking quite a bit of sand with me when I go.
You look very suntan, Bob. You're taking a lot of sun, a lot of Hawaiian sun.
Do I look like I've got some sun?
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised. I keep asking Helen. She says, oh, no, I don't see any sun at all.
Oh, you can tell. You can tell. You look younger. You look 5 years younger.
There's a guy out here on the water with one of those hydrofoils. You know, they come up out of the water about 3 feet.
Yeah.
And he was going 30 miles an hour out across on the waves. It was impressive.
Wow.
Very impressive. And David and his friend Jake, they're both snorkeling, looking at fish. And David's, I guess, swam quite a ways out into the ocean. I didn't realize it until he told me later, but I wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah.
But he's a strong swimmer. At least that's what I'm told.
Huh.
Anyway.
So how many in your entourage there? You got about 10, 12 people?
No, we don't. We have me. We have my wife, Helen. We have a gentleman by the name of Jake Smith. He works for Goldman Sachs. And then we have David, the doctor, his wife, April. Then we have Sydney Metz, which is our niece. And her sister is Sophie Metz. So we have, what is that, 7 people.
Oh, that's not bad. And are you all in your little condo area that you're?
Well, yes, we are. We all have beds and bathrooms, and we have a very nice common area in East Place. They're pretty big. They're much bigger than our condos in the Marriott in Palm Desert. The common area is probably going to seat 30 people, I would think. It's pretty big. Nice television. So, yeah, it's very nice. And we're on the 3rd floor. I think this thing has 12 floors. We're on the 3rd floor. Elevators are a little slow, but they get you there. And we're only, you know, you're 100 yards from the beach.
So yeah. the whale watching, the landing, because it is amazing. Yeah. You just come in, all of a sudden you're water. Where's the land? Where's the land?
And the whale watching was a big, big deal. I was impressed. I didn't want to go when I started. My wife is walking out now here. No, you have to come around this side, Helen.
Hello, Helen.
Here she goes.
Hi, Helen. There we have it, ladies and gentlemen, banter fans. It's Helen.
I'm going to give him another look at the sunset.
The
now.
One that keeps Bob grounded. She keeps Bob grounded and happy.
There we go.
Look at that sunset. Oh, my gosh.
That's it.
Oh, that's just spectacular.
All I can say is this. When you're here a week, you want us to just stay another week. I told Helen, just write him a check and let you stay another week because it just gets to you.
Yeah.
You know, so,
well,
yeah.
You're looking good. You're looking happy, healthy, and hearty.
But I'm curious about what's going on with politics and sports.
The Chiefs play Sunday. You know that.
Oh, my God. We're going to a big Super Bowl party in Phoenix. We're going back to Phoenix on Saturday.
You know, it's interesting. As a referee, everybody's attacking a basketball referee, but everybody's attacking the football referees, saying that they cheat for the Chiefs and that Patrick Mahomes plays. And, you know, even reporters in New Orleans, you got to say it right, New Orleans, they asked Patrick Mahomes, so is there a couple refs that you really send Christmas cards to because they give you so many calls? And I don't know. I think the three.
Yeah, I'm hoping he says, look, yeah, I send Christmas cards to all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
As you don't have to defend a stupid question.
Yeah. He just handled it well. He says, that's what he said. I like all the referees. They do the best they can.
And, you know, he's, you know, it's the kind of thing. The people, we love the underdog in America. The minute somebody's on top, we want to knock them off.
That's right.
The underdog, right? But I'll tell you this. I've had my Kansas City Chiefs hat on out here. And I would say the ratio is 11 to 2, which means 11 people have said, go Chiefs. And two people have said, go Birds.
Right there. Right there it is, folks. That's breaking news out of Maui.
Right. So today I was down, I was on one of the beaches with my daughter-in-law and Jake and David, and two people came up to me. One was from, well, this is last night. One was from Minnesota, backing the Chiefs. I walked into the restaurant, and this one lady said, go Chiefs. And, let's see, this guy today, I said, well, where do you live? He lives in Lee's Summit, Missouri, right?
Get out.
And he's going back on Saturday to watch the Super Bowl. So, yeah, it's amazing how small the world is, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I've found that with my beloved Nebraska Cornhuskers over the years. They haven't been as strong in recent years, but it used to be wherever you'd go in the country, if you had a Nebraska shirt or hat on, there was always somebody that came up. But the Chiefs are more famous now. I mean, it'll be interesting. They always have that map of the United States that says states are for this or that.
So I'm in Pleasanton, California, and we drive over to Palo Alto, to Los Altos, to a restaurant called State of Mind, which is a pizza and beer and burger restaurant, and sits down at the same table with me as a young six-year-old with a Patrick Mahomes T-shirt on.
Oh, man. And you got to say you're from Kansas City, and he probably thought you are a god because you live in the same town as Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, but I'm not finished. To show you what a small world is. So I'm on the whale-watching boat. There's a woman sitting next to me with another woman. So the woman next to me, we start talking a bit. And turns out, she says, yeah, I know Kansas City. I go back there every year. And she says, I go to this city, and she couldn't think of it. And then she said, oh, it's Loch Lloyd, and we always go by Patrick Mahomes' house. He's sitting right next to me. I said, where are you from? Well, they're from Indiana, turns out, her and her friend. But she was very familiar with Loch Lloyd and the golf course and how nice it was. So, I mean, you just have these conversations with people, and they, oh, yeah, I know Loch Lloyd. Yeah, yeah, we know, we recognize Patrick Mahomes as a great football player.
Isn't that something? So, oh, hey, now, have you done what a lot of people do? Have you guys done a luau night? I mean, where they...
We didn't do it this year, and they've done it before. I've actually done it myself. It's very long. It's a 15-course meal.
Yeah.
Nobody can eat it all, right? And it's a little expensive, but I think if you do it once, you won't ever do it again.
Well, I think you got to do it at least twice in your life.
Oh, well,
now, I've actually done the luau. I've actually, on a President's Club trip I won, they actually looked for volunteers. Of course, you know me. I raised my hand. My mom and dad always said, volunteer. So I was up there with my luau. I think you should do the luau. I think there's still time. Tomorrow night.
No, I'm not doing it. We were at a restaurant last night, and they had the luau was next to us, so we could hear them, right? But I'm not interested in that.
Okay. You know, so politics-wise... Even with you out of the continental United States, Donald Trump still inspired. He's created the wealth fund, right? The whatever the name of that wealth fund is. He's going to build the Riviera of the Mediterranean in the Gaza Strip.
Yeah, he's going to own the Gaza Strip.
Right? Yesterday, he was going to take the military to go clean it up and take it over. Now today he says on Truth Social, no, I'm not going to do that. Flip-flop, not the military. And
I think some of this, it's clear that he, as any CEO would do, he throws out things that are disruptive. He thinks, he sees what kind of pushback it is. Like Rubio, go down and just buy it. Just buy the Panama Canal, you know? Just make them an offer.
Yeah. Well, you know, they crafted a deal with El Salvador, and they have that super prison. It's called Hell, I think, by prison. 40,000 prisoners, and they said, for a fee, we'll take all your immigrants and even United States prisoners. You just pay us. Yeah. And I guess it's the most horrific living conditions for a prison in the world.
Well, let's face it, that's what Australia was for a long time for England.
Is it? Yeah. You know, that's true that it was a colony. It was Australia was a prison colony.
Exactly. And if you were a criminal in England, they sent you to Australia. Yeah, a lot of people don't understand, but if you go back in history, those things aren't that far-fetched. That's what Australia was. It was a penal colony for English criminals.
Yeah.
And you think about it, Australia probably today, their government probably doesn't talk about it much, but that's how it started. The white people got out.
And now they're pretty peaceful. You would think that if most of their people were created a population that came from criminals, but they're very peaceful over there in Australia. Mm-hmm. Huh.
Anyway,
what else? Let's see. You know, the one thing I want him to do is I want to know when he's going to create these super cities that he's going to build from scratch on government land. Maybe I'll move there. If he can build houses for 200.
That's a fantastic idea. I've always said it should be done. I thought that was Elon Musk's idea, but I think fundamentally, if you go back to the Sooners, when they gave away land in Oklahoma to get people to go there, there's probably a lot of people that say, yeah, if you can give me a house and 160 acres, I'll move out to no man's land and try to create a life for myself. And so we're such good city planners that we can build a city with power, electricity, you know, stores, you know,
and
Starbucks would love it. They open up, you know, 25 new Starbucks coffee shops there.
Exactly. Folks, Banter with Bob and Dan, special edition, special Hawaii edition. Hawaii, not bad. How are you?
Here we go.
Show that again. The sun is even going down further. Look at the little tiki lights are on now, the little lights.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's lighting up. There you are. Is there anybody on the trail you can say, hey, be on our podcast, yell at them and say.
Well, there were people down there a little while ago. They were my friend, my nieces were down there. They waved, but they're now here.
Well, you got a little pond outside. You got besides the ocean, you got a little pond on the trail.
For goldfish and koi.
Now, those koi fish, koi fish always, I don't like them. They're scary. They're scary looking.
I don't care. You know, I don't know what koi fish eat. I don't know why they're important. I don't eat koi. You know, you want some koi?
Koi fish.
Somehow they've managed to brand themselves as important. So I am a koi.
Could think about that. Koi fish. I mean, you know, you got marlin, which everybody wants to catch a marlin. People see koi fish all the time, but it's like koi fish. Oh, there's koi fish.
Look, if I had a BB gun, we'd be shooting them from right up here. That's what we used to shooting, do.
That's fish. Where the phrase shooting koi fish in a barrel came from?
I don't know.
There's probably some Hawaiian law about shooting koi fish.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why they're able to brand themselves as being so important. The concept is, of course, they're rare, you know, but so what? You know, a lot of things are rare.
Aren't there, what are the, oh my gosh, NBC, the peacock. Aren't there peacocks out there that walk around?
Not here. The only peacocks that I've run into are on the island off of Los Angeles.
Oh.
Where Wrigley built his place, the gummy bear guy, and where Zane Grey, we stayed in Zane Grey's hotel there. That's on Catalina Island.
Really?
Wrote about 74 Western novels.
Yeah, legendary.
And we stayed at his place on Catalina Island, and in the place you have a bookshelf with one of all of his novels, and if you have time, you can read them, right? When I looked out my window from the Zane Grey room, there was a massive peacock. But wow. Have I seen it here? No.
Folks, that's why you listen to Banter with Bob and Dan, because we can go from the Riviera of the Mediterranean, Donald Trump taking over Gaza and making it a resort, to koi fish in Hawaii, to Zane Grey's novels, classic novels, Catalina Island. That's why you like to hang out with Bob and I, because
exactly.
Bob,
exciting. I'll probably next week we'll be broadcasting right after the Super Bowl, because everybody will want to know our take on the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And I predict right now, I'm predicting the Chiefs are going to absolutely blow out Philadelphia.
There we have it. You know,
they're going to score 14 points or more in the first quarter and never look back.
There you have it, folks. There you have it.
Yeah. They'll be, if they get the ball first, they'll go for a touchdown the first couple of plays.
Yeah.
They're going for a win. They're going for a kill. They're going to what I call put an exclamation point in their third Super Bowl. They're tired of people saying that they've been lucky or they get the rest calls or they don't play that well all the time, even though they have, you know, a great record. They're going to blow these guys out. You're going to see Kelce play the game of his life and the whole group of them. They're going to play the game of their life.
So speaking of the Chiefs repeat, and we were talking about Donald Trump, I'm going to read this. It'll take me about 40 seconds to read it, but it's breaking. I posted this on Facebook today. It's gotten over 125 comments and likes. So I'm going to read it to you real fast. Here it is. Like it or not, he's the man in charge. And I have to say, so far, I agree with almost every decision he's made. Some of those decisions have been very controversial, and I know a lot of people don't like him, but he has surrounded himself with some of the greatest and most talented people in the world. There's absolutely no denying his amazing leadership qualities, and I'm confident that history will judge him as one of the best, if not the very best, this country's ever seen. I know not everyone is going to agree with me, but these are just a few of the reasons I support Andy Reid. Go Chiefs. Steal this like I did and pass it on for a laugh. So it sounds like you're talking about Donald Trump because he's talking about surrounding himself and he's a great leader. But all these comments are people are going, I was writing you horrible notes and then I saw it and I laughed. So it shows how people jump to conclusions because, you know, it starts out is he's controversial. He's surrounding himself. And then you're talking about Andy Reid. Oh, it's hilarious how people are commenting on it.
Dan, I get it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Man. So anyway, well, let's show us that sunset. Now, let me ask you this. Tomorrow, maybe we do a sunrise edition. Can you see the sunrise the other way? You see the west there.
No, we can't. Not from where I am, no. We see it sunset. The east is on the other side of the building.
The building.
But there
let's see. One more. Oh, look at that. Oh, my gosh. Oh, wait. Tilt it. Oh, look at that, folks. That is spectacular. That is spectacular, Bob.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Down there's where the koi live down there, a little pond.
Yeah, the kois.
Yeah.
Which you would shoot with a BB gun.
That's pretty cool.
Okay. Well, you go have fun. Look, folks, banter with Bob and Dan. You can write us at webtalkwithbob@gmail.com, or you want you to like, subscribe, and follow us, because in 5 years, for our five-year anniversary of Banter, we're going to return for the Banter Fest.
We're going to take all listeners.
Yeah.
If you're listening, in 5 years, we're going to take all of our listeners on a fully paid tour to Hawaii for a week. Everybody, if you're listening in right now, get your reservation in. 5 years from today, we're all going.
In fact, if you want to be a part of that, you have to write in now, webtalkwithbob@gmail.
Reserve my trip.
And say, reserve my trip for 5 years, webtalkwithbob@gmail. Today, when you receive this, you've got to do that. Never been anything like it. Just remember the saying, never been anything like it. Never been anything like it before.
Never like it, right. And just never again. All right.
5 years from now, Trump will be out of office. Who will be president?
Who will be president? J.D. Vance.
We'll see. So anyway, anything else? Any closing? Can we have one more sunset shot? And then we'll
one more sunset shot.
Try saying that fast after glasses of wine. Look at that. Hold that. Oh, my gosh. That is spectacular, Bob. Oh, my gosh.
That's beautiful, right? That's beautiful, right?
Yes.
And I'll tell you something. I didn't want to go, but thank God my wife encouraged me, and my niece, Sydney, who lives in Pleasanton, who actually named the thing, named the building, or the Sherwood model. That's my niece, Sydney Metz. She's probably one of the smartest women I've ever met. And
but she's got your genes in her.
No, no, not really. She's got her family is the Metzes, but yeah, she's real smart. She's a wine expert, right?
Uh-huh.
I was drinking some of her Rombauer Sauvignon Blanc a little while ago. It's so good. Anyway, recommend you go buy some Rombauer Sauvignon Blanc, some Rombauer Chardonnay, some Rombauer, or also some good champagne.
Yeah. Well, you should go have some champagne with Helen. You got how many, 48 hours left before you go home?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We got to go.
Bye.
Bye-bye.